From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey.
And I'm Mary Carey with today's RM World Travel Minute.
If it weren't for the coronavirus pandemic, today would be tax day, but that's now been moved to July 15th.
That's right, but it is hard to believe. 1 year ago today, the 800-year-old Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire and was severely damaged, and not much has happened in the past 365 days to begin to repair this historic icon. It's really been a must-visit destination when in Paris, regardless of your faith, for centuries.
It really has been. Mary and I actually arrived in Paris the day after the fire occurred, and visiting the still smoldering structure with many thousands of other people all standing around there with us, it was such a somber and unforgettable setting.
Yeah, it was. And the coronavirus has forced all work to fortify the structure to stop, and now there's a real worry that the water that was used to extinguish the fire has subsequently seeped into the joints and frozen this winter.
And without the weight of Notre Dame's roof and spire, its famed flying buttresses continue to press the outer walls inward, meaning a collapse is still a real threat.
More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.